Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. In New York and in D.C., in an address to the nation from the Oval Office, President Biden said the stakes for passing this budget agreement could not have been higher.
Saying the default next week would have led to a catastrophe, the president called the debt ceiling compromise critical.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed.
He specifically praised House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for being an honest broker.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
The bill the president will sign suspends the debt ceiling through early 2025 and caps non-defense spending for the next 2 years. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The president will sign the bill today. The official start of summer doesn't come for another 3 weeks, but it already feels like it in some places, says CBS's Meg Oliver.
As the Northeast and Midwest sizzled, a raging wildfire in New Jersey caused thick smoke that shut down the Garden State Parkway for a 25-mile stretch before reopening.
It was really still. It was foggy. It was smoky. It was just like, it was like another world.
May's jobs report was stronger than expected. CBS's Astrid Martinez reports.
Job numbers for the two previous months were revised up, showing a labor market that continues to absorb inflation and a string of rate hikes from the Fed, which had signaled a potential pause at its upcoming meeting.
Given the strength of this report, we have to assume that a rate increase is back on the table.
The robust jobs report tamps down concerns of the dreaded R word.
Right now, by the numbers, we are not in a recession. Growth is slowing down, but it has not fallen off a cliff.
The report also shows a shorter work week for some and a slowdown in wages.
WSB's Edgar Treyas tells us why a gun store owner in suburban Atlanta is closing.
He owns Georgia Ballistics.
This is my first gun store and my last.
After a couple years in business, John Waldman says the doors are closed. The reasons?
My son kept asking about why he has to go through school shooting trainings.
And seeing mass shooting tragedies in Nashville and elsewhere, the merchandise in Waldman's store, higher grade and tactical.
I don't ever want to sell something that's used like that.
His decision to close, getting praise and criticism.
At the end of the day, you care about all kids. So the decision is really just easy, even if the outcome is hard.
Edgar Tragetz for CBS News, Atlanta.
A 15-story apartment building in Rochester, Minnesota was evacuated Friday night because of structural concerns. Emergency management and the property managers are working with all the residents to find temporary housing. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Childhood,
should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 61 overnight under mainly clear skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 92 tomorrow, mainly clear. Lows around 62 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mix.com, that's Emmanuel's Mix.com. And get snacking.
I saw it go.
Welcome to the No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it.
By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the very last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour, because on Monday, we go to 10 to 12 instead of 11 to 2. So we're condensing everything. And not that the show won't have a little No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour sprinkled throughout it.
Absolutely.
But there won't be a designated hour anymore. So this is it. After all that work to memorize what it was actually called.
It only took several months.
It only took a little while, but we got it eventually, and now it's going away. But coming up this hour at 1:30, we're going to be talking to Will Radcliffe, who is a Radler. Who is a famous rose gardener. What is it? What's it? A chief tinkerer is what's on the website?
Well, he helped develop the knockout rose. So he came up with a seedling that he helped develop. And I mean, he's world famous and continues developing rose strains and all that stuff. So if you're a gardener and you like roses, this is the guy that you want to hear.
And he's based in Franklin?
Yeah. His company's called Rose Innovations.
All right.
It's very cool.
So that's coming up at 1:30. And then for now, though, we are going to return to our weekly segment of Am I the Sphincter, which is our take on, it's basically the only thing that we changed is the name so that we can say it on air. But basically, this is a subreddit on Reddit where we pick out some of the saucier, spicier contributions over the week where people submit their real life scenario and ask for input on whether or not they were the jerk in the situation. And then people weigh in and we ask you to weigh in, and we certainly weigh in on if we think this person is the sphincter, also known as an a-hole.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the first one. Da-da-da. Let me get it up. Am I the sphincter for calling my friend disgusting during a time I was supposed to be supporting him?
Okay.
My friend James, who's 24, is struggling with his girlfriend. They've been together for almost 3 years, but he has gotten increasingly unhappy. He asked me to get coffee yesterday so he can do some venting. It's okay, I vent to him too. It's a cool perk of our friendship. We were drinking our coffee and I was letting him talk, and he brought up her weight pretty quickly. I admit she has gained significant weight since they began dating. I believe James said she's gone up 3 or so pant sizes. James was saying how he does love her, he finds her plenty attractive still, and enjoys bedroom time very much. But then he stated, then he started saying the problem is how it makes him look. He said he doesn't want to be the guy with the heavy girlfriend, and he hates when he goes out with his groups of friends and that his girlfriend is the biggest girl there all the time. He says he's not really sure there's a good way for him to bring this up to her. I got mad at what he was saying. His girlfriend is one of the sweetest humans I've ever met. I know she deals with some mental health irregularities as well, as, and that's probably contributing to her inability to lose weight. I told James that he is a total a-hole ick face.
Nice.
Yeah. And I didn't meet him to listen to him fat shame a wonderful woman. I thought the problems were deeper. I told him we were done and went home. He's blown up my phone, half apologizing, half saying I agreed to hear him vent, so I can't get mad at him on what he's venting about. I'm torn if it was right to cut our vent sesh short. Am I the sphincter?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call and or text, is she the sphincter or not?
I think there's a different way she could have handled it. I think she could have both called him on his stuff while still letting him vent. Because I will admit, like, I have not many. I basically have one friend who I can say my most revealing, like, the things I would not tell anyone else about. Things that you may make you look petty, make you look shallow, make you look whatever. Like, those, the things that you're actually thinking that you know you would not admit because it makes you look bad.
Right.
I have like that. I have one friend and I am that person to him too. And we, if there is an understanding that we know we shouldn't feel this way, but sometimes we do. And granted, mine is not this. Mine, like, is not if I, you know, he's gained weight or whatever. And so I think if that is the basis of their friendship is like, I trust you to be able to tell the things that I can't tell anyone else to, then that is the expectation. I think just blowing up at him, like, you can think that, like, but I think you can do it in a way without storming out and blowing up at him. That is actually more helpful to get him to, like, do you see why this is destructive for that you thinking this way? And, like, if everything else is good, and it's just this, wouldn't you be sad if it ended and she walked out of your life? Like, maybe get over it. So I would say, I don't think she's the jerk, but I think she could have handled it differently.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I mean, certainly you want to believe you're in a safe space when you're venting to a close friend. At the same time, if they are a close friend, they should be able to call you on your stuff when they think you're wrong. Because we've talked about this before, supporting someone regardless of whether they're right or wrong. And I think that's a mistake. But yeah, screaming at him and calling him an ick face and whatever, and then storming out was not the right way to handle it.
Especially because it doesn't seem like he even knows what he's necessarily apologizing for. Like, she's like, he's blowing up her. He knows he's screwed up, but he's apologizing to her, but also saying that she, like,
betrayed him.
What they were going to vent about. Yeah. But it's like, I think that it'd be more conducive for everyone if you actually, like, walk through why, like, let's get to the bottom. Let's have a therapy session and get to the bottom of what. So why does this actually bother you? Like, what does it say about you? What are you insecure about that you think that it's such a big deal that in every other way, this woman is wonderful. And yet somehow what other people think of her and thus what they think of you is bothering you so much. Like, what insecurity are you dealing with? Like, that I feel like becomes the more productive conversation.
Yes.
Versus she basically kind of made it about her because she was so offended by what he was saying. And I'm sure she thought, especially if he's, she said he's 24. She didn't say how old she was, but in your early 20s, like just being disgusted by the fact that he could even think this way. But like, at least he's honest about it. And like he, and so I don't know.
Well, and it also leads me to believe that men mock other men for being with women who are not the ideal physical specimen.
Which is, that is true. I know that to be true even in my own friend group. We have a guy friend who had said to, I'm keeping this vague. We have a guy friend who his friends, he had a girlfriend who is wonderful. So fun, very outgoing, down for whatever. And actually, since they broke up, she's looking really great. but you know, and his guy friends ragged on his girlfriend and what she looked like to his face. And I could not believe the audacity of who would, one, are these really your friends?
Seriously.
That you would ever hang out with people who are like, okay with, it's one, it's bad enough to not call guys out when they're just like making fun of women's appearances, period. But when it's your girlfriend. And so like, that certainly does happen, that there's guys and that's like the, it's the hierarchy, right? It's the hierarchy and the status symbol of having like a hot, a traditionally, conventionally hot girlfriend is a status symbol for some guys and in some guy groups.
So we all have to want to sleep with the same type of person. We all have to be attracted to the person that this person is attracted to,
yeah,
because this person sets the standard. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I completely agree, but we're talking about men here.
Well, I just, it seems,
it's a joke. So it's a joke.
Petty and mean. And it seems more like something women would do.
Oh, you don't think men can be mean?
I know they can, but I just, that is disappointing. That's disappointing to me.
Well, and it doesn't say necessarily any of his friends in this scenario for the Emma the Sphincter, anyone said anything to him, but he's clearly self-conscious about it for a reason.
It's bothering him. They must be saying things to him, or he's hearing about it, or he does it too with his friends. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
So yeah, what do you think? Was she in the right for calling him out and walking out of the conversation, or should she have maybe been a little more understanding and understood that this was part of the, this is what happens when you vent. You have to accept what they're venting about and you can't get mad over it. 844-96-PARTY. We'll take your calls and your texts when we come back, but we have another one, because the next one we're going to talk about is, am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back?
Yikes.
So that one sounds a little hairy. But we have Mike on the YouTube live. This feels like something that happens in high school, not in your 20s. That's fair, I think. I don't know. There's some pettiness that happens in your 20s, too. But we'll keep talking about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
And don't die sad and alone.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
Hold it, everybody. That's my phone. Hello?
You're a douche.
Give me a D-O-U-C-H-E.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 60. Overnight, under mainly clear skies, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 89. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 60. Clear skies Sunday with highs around 80. 82, chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates. Know what I mean? This is the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are doing our weekly Am I the Sphincter? Reading some submissions from Reddit where people are wondering, are they the jerk for in their situation or were they in the right? And so we were just talking about a girl who was very offended by her guy friend when he was complaining that everything else in the relationship is fine except the fact that his girlfriend has gained weight and he's embarrassed by her when he's out with his friends of what other people will think of him because of her. And I don't think she's the a-hole, but I do think she could have handled it better.
I agree with you completely.
A little gray area.
And she may want to take it another step and tell the girlfriend to go find somebody new.
I know. And that's the other question. Like, I think that becomes the deeper, if she steps, is that an overstep? Of you were trusting me as your friend to vent to me. And because sometimes when we vent, we know that there's not necessarily a solution. We just need to complain.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Like that is often advice in relationships that men constantly wants to be fixing things and women just want to be heard. But I've heard similar stuff even with teenagers, like just let your teenager vent to you. They don't need you to fix it. And so sometimes in like that scenario, it's like, I'm frustrated with this and there's nothing really to do about it, but I just wanted to talk about it. And in that case, like sometimes people just have to talk about stuff, even if there's nothing to be done about it. And even if you're wrong for thinking it, but you still think it.
Right.
So you're supposed to like not talk about it at all and sit on it.
No, I think she would be overstepping if she took the next step.
The next step. I agree. All right. So the next one, am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back?
Well, okay. How? I need details.
I know. So this one's weird. I, 27 female, recently had some friends over at my house for my birthday. I have a book collection with some signed books by relatively famous authors. They're not behind a locked shelf or anything, but they're in my room. After they left, I noticed a few books were gone. And someone mentioned that Jay, I think that's fake name, 28 male, claimed I let him borrow the books. I called Jay and yelled at him about lying and stealing my books. He tried to explain that he was taking them to his work at a bookstore to get them officially appraised, and it was supposed to be a surprise gift. I chewed him out and asked how that's considered a gift, and I wanted my books back. He refused.
He refused?
That's the weird part. I told him I will be calling the cops and his work if he doesn't, and he still refused to bring them back. I immediately called the cops to file a police report, and waited until the morning to call his work. I gave them all the details, including the case number, and I said, I'll be coming with an officer to get my books back from Jay that day. His work cooperated with me and promptly fired Jay after I got my books back. Jay claims that I went too far over the books and demands I give him money until he finds another job. Am I the jerk? Am I the sphincter? Am I the a-hole? It's so weird. Why would he take your books and refuse to give them back, especially under threat of you telling his job? And so I would say no. I mean, I do think like there's a quick escalation. Like, I feel like I would be so flabbergasted if a friend took something from mine and then I didn't, and then like refused to give it back. And like, I would be so much more concerned with trying to figure out why did they take, why are you refusing to give this back to me? Like, what is happening before I would immediately jump to calling the police? But I'm so confused by this one.
I am too. And for one thing, I would be furious if someone was going into my bedroom when I had a gathering at my house without my knowledge. That's just creepy. That's yeah. That's creepy.
Like, he's definitely the a-hole, right? Like, he definitely is.
You,
but also, and so you definitely do not, but like, and she still doesn't understand why he took the books and why he refused to give them back.
Because he was going to steal them, I assume.
I know. So if you were going to steal your friend's books and try to sell them for money, how do you ever justify that person give you money because you lost your job over your actions?
Yeah, no. That's real convoluted logic there.
Yeah, real convoluted logic. So I would say no, she is not the a-hole.
And you are well rid of this alleged friend.
This alleged friend.
Right, who's
yeah.
creeping around in your bedroom stealing your books and then claiming I'm doing this for a surprise for you. Yeah, no, not buying it. Nice try, though.
I want more information on this one, though.
Do they do they ever do follow-ups? Are there ever any, they share more information after getting all this advice from people, or does that not happen?
I don't know. I don't go down the rabbit holes of the like responses as much. I kind of just read the prompts. This is 2 weeks in a row. Cause I think, was it last week that we had the one where the wife took the $300 ginseng
out of the fridge
and then was like so offended that her husband didn't stand up for her. It's like, you stole something. What? And I feel like reading these, you just, the things that people can justify in their head, is it, what's the quote from The Big Chill? Is it that the most important things in life are justifications?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rationalizations. Yes.
Most important thing in life is rationalizations. And he goes, what about sex? He goes, have you ever gone a week without rationalizing something?
It's a classic.
And so, the ability for some of these folks to rationalize their behavior and even be so indignant that they were like, not even just rationalize it, be like, no, I was right. You're wrong. Is like some mental gymnastics that I am not.
Not that limber.
All right. When we come back, let's talk about roses. So if you are a rose gardener, you are, or any kind of gardener, you are going to want to listen to this. Will Radler will be here of Rose Innovations in Franklin, Wisconsin. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. When you're strange, no one remembers
your name. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows level off around 61 overnight under mainly clear skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 92 tomorrow, mainly clear. Lows around 62 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
A long, long time ago, on graduation day.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And many people will say Will Radler single-handedly brought rose genetics into the 21st century with the introduction of a seedling that eventually became the knockout rose. Since that introduction in 2000, Will has continued to pursue breeding roses and has successfully created not only the additional knockout roses, but also many other award-winning varieties. His roses are recognized around the world and many have won prestigious awards for their top performance. And he has his own company right here in Wisconsin in Franklin called Rose Innovations, where he continues to breed exceptional roses. So we're so happy to have on the show Will Radler. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jane. I'm so excited to be on the show.
I didn't realize you are world famous, Will.
Yeah, I guess so.
that's
there's that Wisconsin humility.
That is so Wisconsin to just say, yeah, I did some things and it's not really a big deal. But tell us, first of all, about this first seedling that led to the whole Knockout Rose development.
I learned in my teens that people that got into, let's say, even younger than I am, were giving up on their hobby because it entailed too much work, and I wanted to breed that work out of roses as I got older so I wouldn't have to give up on my hobby. So I did it. And I'm here, and I can't believe it.
So I guess what is the Knockout Rose? I am very, very early, as in like last weekend, on my gardening yard work adventure of being a homeowner. And so what is because it's trademarked, right? A Knockout Rose. And so what makes it so special?
What makes it so special is a lot of things. It kind of broke so many traditional codes that roses weren't supposed to have. For instance, roses usually got black spot, a disease that caused the leaves to fall off of rose bushes, and you had to spray them once a week from before the first bloom until it started getting cold in fall. This is something that most people did not like to do. The avid rose growers, however, would do it. And I was one of those. After a few years, I understood why older people tired of that easily. So Knockout doesn't get that. And it not only comes through the winter without winter protection, it blooms earlier than traditional roses. And then it cycles faster. So there's bloom cycles in roses. And a normal rose would give you about 3 bloom cycles a year. Well, in our climate, it gives 4 or 5. And then you don't have to deadhead. Deadhead is removing the old spent blooms. Usually had to cut the stems back to get a good, strong stem to produce a bloom. But with Knockout, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to even cut off the old bloom. You could just leave it there, and the petals would shed, and the new growth would cover up the remains. And the bush would keep this nice, compact, round shape without any special trimming. The only thing you had to do, really, was keep it watered. It would like to be fertilized at least once a year, twice if you could, and then watered. But it's even drought-resistant. So it's kind of a miracle rose. It took me 15 years of dedicated breeding to develop it, and it took me 11 more years before it got commercially available.
Boy, wow. You got to be patient. My goodness. Will Radler is joining us from Rose Innovations, which is based in Franklin, and he's like on the cutting edge of rose technology, which is amazing. The black spot I experienced, Will, I had some shrub roses that we put in a number of years ago. And as you said, I just got so fed up with it that eventually I just ripped them all out because it's insidious. And that also kind of gave me the attitude that roses are like really high maintenance flowers. And they're ungrateful because then when you try to help them, they stab you.
Yeah, it's a shame roses have to have thorns. But in our breeding right now, and I have people helping me with the breeding, I still have a small operation, but the small operation managed is to come up with some really great stuff. We're working on getting rid of the thorns, and we can do it, but it's a trade-off. You get some other bad traits as you get rid of the thorns, so it's not an easy thing, but getting knockout was not an easy thing either.
Right.
So just because it's difficult doesn't mean that I'm going to give up on it.
When you mention breeding flowers, I'm curious what that entails. I mean, do you take them out for a nice dinner and drinks or what? What?
No, it's a relatively simple operation. First, you have to find a fertile female rose. Most wild roses, I shouldn't say most, all wild roses are both male and female flowers. They have viable pollen and viable egg cells, so they can self-pollinate themselves. With hybrid roses, this gets a little complicated because the genes get a little mixed up, and sometimes the roses get a little infertile. So you have to find a female rose that sets hips and find seed that germinates. So after doing that, the simple process of taking pollen from one rose and applying it to the pistils of the fertile rose. Fertile female rose.
So that's very handy.
Explain that.
No, but it's.
I hope I explained that simple enough.
You did, but it just sounds like it's very labor intensive because this has to be done by hand.
Well, weeding is labor intensive too.
I learned that.
Weeding can be therapeutic. Going out in the garden, and it's almost meditative.
And go ahead.
I think that's what I like about gardening, the fact that you can get out there and just be there with nature.
It's always good to play in the dirt. It's good for you.
Yeah.
It really is. It's good for you.
It's so then, it brings joy. Is there a historical reason, like talking about just the symbolic nature of roses and its place in literature and in history? Like, do you know anything about like why, out of all the flowers, roses are considered the most romantic?
I've read a lot. About roses, and they're always called the flower of romance. And other flowers, I'm a plant geek. Other flowers are mentioned closely about that, but they're not as much as roses, and they never say why.
So it's just, it was just a good P. The roses had a good PR manager. They had someone doing PR for them that got them. Now we all believe that if you want to show love, you have to give roses. So that worked out well for them.
I think something about the shape of roses, the fact that they can take on so many shapes from such a simple, simple basic shape. You can have five petals, and that can be beautiful. Or you can have 150, 200 petals, and they can be all cramped up together into a very romantic form and filled with perfume. And the perfumes can be so vastly different. It's just amazing. And the colors that man has created that never existed in nature, and we now have in modern roses, and the things to come that we haven't seen and haven't created yet, it's just amazing. And the public can see that here when they come to my garden. What we're doing with the rose.
Which is happening because the Greater Milwaukee Rose Society tour is happening at Rose Innovations on June 10th, right?
That's right. That's right. I love to show off my garden. My staff and I, we do so much work to make the garden beautiful. And we love to show off our work. And I have the staff here, and I have the non-profit partners here for Open Gardeners. I don't think I said that right. The non-profit partners, the one coming up is the Greater Milwaukee I'm losing things. The Greater Milwaukee Rose Society. I almost said Rose Foundation. Can't even remember the name of the organizations I belong to.
Well, I'm sure you must belong to tons and tons and tons of them.
Just a few. Every plant society almost that exists. And, they're a nonprofit organization, and all the proceeds of that are coming to this open garden will be going to them to further the cause of the rose.
Wonderful. Well, Will Radler, we're coming up on a break, but it was so lovely to talk to you and find out more about the Knockout Rose and Rose Innovations. And so we'll link the tour for this weekend, but then also the other schedule that people can come by in Franklin and see it later. But thanks so much, Will.
You're welcome. Thank you.
In her book, two roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 60. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. Temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently,
whether you're heading down West Paul Parkway
or fighting traffic on the interstates,
this is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
She is Jane Madnair, and we are wrapping up today's show and our last show, our last 3 hour show.
Exactly.
I should say.
We will be back on Monday.
We are here on Monday, but we will be here at 10. So if you tune in for the 1 o'clock hour, the No Sour Haha Fun Time hour on Monday, you will might be surprised to hear Todd Albo's voice instead of ours. We will not be here. But we will be on 10 to 12 starting Monday. And so, yeah, but Jane, did you know that today is National Donut Day?
I did not. National Donut Day.
Or just Donut Day. And I heard this, speaking of Todd Alba, I heard this on his show today. So there's two different ways to spell donut. How do you spell it?
D-O-N-U-T.
Okay. So the do nut.
The do nut.
Instead of the D-O-U-G-H.
That seems very English to me.
Well, and that's exactly what Aaron Zahmer said on his show. And I was like, I'm going to save this and ask Jane, since she is married to an Englishman. Is that the English spelling? Donut with like dough spelled like the dough you need?
They tend to throw in O-U's unnecessarily, at least in my estimation. Thoroughfare, and I don't know. But it just, that sounds like an English iteration. My husband is not a big donut consumer, so I don't even know. I don't even know if I could ask him. And I am also not, I shouldn't say I'm anti-donut, but that wouldn't be, if I had a treat to pick, that wouldn't be it.
What is your treat when you pick?
I would go for brownie over donut.
Oh.
And if I do a donut, because I'm a bad person, I only eat the frosting off the top.
Really?
Yes.
You don't like the actual cake, like baked part of it?
Not particularly, no.
Do you like what? So you like brownies. Do you like cake?
Pie over cake.
Pie over cake, brownies over donuts. Where do cookies fall?
As long as it's not a Fig Newton, I am very pro cookie.
But where is a cookie versus a donut versus a brownie?
I would take, my order would be brownie, cookie, donut.
Brownie, cookie, donut.
Are you a big donut person?
I don't really like Krispy Kremes. Like Krispy Kremes, like they're too melt in your mouth ish. Like
not,
I don't
cakey enough. I don't have substance.
Yeah, like I don't. Yeah, so it's like I always grew up liking Long Johns. So like the longer ones with the vanilla frosting on top. But now I like old fashioned donuts that are like with the cinnamon sugar on the outside.
Really?
Yeah. We had actually, I think a couple weeks ago, so for some reason someone brought donuts over. And now just in general, I think normally I would like be like, oh, I'll take half. I don't need a whole donut. I'm pretty sure. And now like a lot of those rules have gone out the window.
Well,
it's like, when else am I going to eat like this except when I'm pregnant? And so I think I had like 2.5 and it was great. And it was, I was like, man, donuts are really good. And although I don't know if I have a go-to donut place in Milwaukee yet. I feel like I'm mostly the receiver when someone brings donuts.
Sure.
That I will enjoy one when they're there. But I am not like, oh, I need to go seek out a donut right now. And I'm going to go to my favorite spot.
But we have wonderful little bakeries all over the place that probably make their own, you know, in their own versions.
Probably. As you have one that you recommend?
I'm the name of escapes me right now, but there's one in West Dallas. Okay. Little bakery. But yeah, you should look around if you don't want to get a chain donut, which seems like most of us.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to a Dunkin' Donuts. That if seems I'm going to be where donuts. Like, I'm getting something local.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with a poonchki, which is basically a donut.
It is a jelly filled donut.
It is a jelly filled donut.
It is
special. It gets its own day as well, but it is basically a donut.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I thought that was so funny to think of the spelling of donuts and what the history is of one. It makes more sense as far as like the dough with the G-H, so with the O-U-G-H, because it's like, oh, isn't that how you spell dough?
Yes. D-O-U-G-H. Yep.
Yeah. But then I'm pretty sure the famous sign on the donuts with Simpson, with Homer Simpson, is like D-O-N-U-T-A. But yeah, so that is today. So maybe I'll hunt down a donut. Well, actually, because I am going to Pride tonight. And
that's
so
right.
I'm sure with the vendors and stuff that are there, I will have another night of not necessarily eating very healthy. But maybe there'll be a donut there that I can eat. What are you doing this weekend?
We are going to be working outside if it ever is not 900 degrees.
How warm has it been in your neck of the woods? Because by the time I've left Waukesha, it's like 90. Like, we walk out from the studio and it's been so hot.
Right.
But by the time I get back to Milwaukee, granted, it's the sun is not the highest of the day because I've been at the studio, but it's been like not, it's been tolerable. Has it been really warm where you are?
It's really warm. You're much closer to the lake than we are. And that really does have that's a big mitigating factor in whether or not it gets super, super hot. And I should also try and bring my bicycle up from the basement and get that thing out.
Are you going to do something for Wisconsin Bike Week next week?
Maybe.
Get your bike pumped.
Just to ride it would be, I would be delighted just to take it for a ride.
Do you have some good trails by you?
We do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing though, too, is because the roads are so bad, at least the neighborhood roads are so bad, I feel like I have to drive my bicycle somewhere to ride my bicycle so I don't pop my tires on the way to the trail.
Did you see that the Pothole Patrol is doing their tour across Wisconsin right now?
I missed that.
So it's basically, maybe we'll talk about it more next week, but it's exactly what it sounds like. So it's basically like a commission and they're like making stops all over the state of Wisconsin to fix the darn roads. But it's called the Pothole Patrol, which all I can think of is Paw Patrol and kids.
Yes.
And I was like, this is just a ridiculous name for like, it's a serious problem because people wreck their cars all the time on the potholes and the potholes are everywhere. But I was like, really? That's what you went with? Pothole Patrol?
It was a short meeting.
All right. Well, that will do it for us today and this week. Come back at 10 a.m., not 11 a.m., but 10 a.m. on Monday when we will do it all over again, but only for 2 hours. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of the show and listening to the show. We will see you next week.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.